You wake up in that hospital bed. The lights are flickering. You know what the heck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you're Rick on The Walking Dead.
Carl!
You don't know what you're doing.
Carl!
What's going on? But on the bright side, you get three celebrities.
Okay.
To fend off the apocalypse with you.
All right.
Are there zombies? Are there just empty bottles of Corona beer? Who knows? What we know is you're going to get to pick all three. That's enough Walking Dead music. Now we're just going to chill. So we decided.
It made me miss the show for a second there. I just want to point that out.
Me too.
It made me miss those Sunday nights when I would get excited to watch that show. People, I just want to say it.
They say that it got good again in this new season.
I don't know if I can trust it.
I can't either. And the other thing is, I don't know how far back do I have to go. How much through the boring do I have to ride to get back into the halfway decent?
Yeah, somebody give me a PowerPoint and catch me up.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'm just going to break up with it and move on. So we're doing, it's the buddy, the babe, and the bad mamma jamma.
Yep.
So you get one of each. People are texting in to 52353. Some people, like Chastity in Roanoke, she's covering all her bases because she said, well, the babe will be The Rock. The buddy will be Joe Manganiello from, what is that, Magic Mike? Is he in that one? And the bad mamma jamma, Jason Statham. And she says, they are all interchangeable as well.
Yeah, they can all be everyone.
Move all around.
There you go.
Let's try to dissect the buddy.
Okay.
First, and Antoine, I'll give you the floor. Go ahead.
All right, for me, the buddy is somebody who I feel like I would have fun with, that can keep the spirits up, that would not let us get too depressed. And so for me, my buddy is Will Smith.
Okay.
That I think he'll keep my energy high. He'll keep me happy. We'll quote his movies together. So Will Smith is my buddy.
Oh, God. And everybody else is just going to leave. They're like,
yes,
I can't take
and he can use a gun in a tight spot. He knows how to use weapons.
I mean, he ends up being your babe.
Yeah,
your badass.
Yeah, really, Antoine's done. He only needs one. He's like, it's just me
I have
and
Will
my
Smith.
Buddy.
I have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's just me. We'll be sitting there saying, just the two of us. We can make it.
All right, my buddy's Will Smith. Move on. Who's your buddy?
Monica, who's your buddy?
My buddy's James Franco.
Really?
I like him. I think he's funny. He's cute. He's smart. And so I think he will be important.
I gotta be honest, though. He's really annoying. Like, he makes a lot. He'll be making all them jokes that ain't funny, and you're just gonna have, you're like, oh,
is
God,
he,
here we go.
And
again.
Who is James Franco without Seth Rogen? Like, can one exist without the other one? Because they're like best friends.
Well, maybe
so.
That's Monica's babe because she's got such a thing for Seth Rogen. I'm sure that's what it is. So, all right, James Franco. Okay. Wasn't he in a movie where he had to like cut his own arm off? Was he in the one where he was trapped in the cave? Was that him?
Climbing or something?
Are you doing it for the survival skills?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay, so some people have texted.
Yes.
I actually think, well, I struggle with this one because somebody has chosen Kevin Hart as their buddy. And while I feel like, again, he gonna get loud and annoying after a while, he's little and he can fit into things.
Yeah, like if we can only get into like a vent to get into the grocery store.
Right, or you can like feed him
Kev
to something.
Can do it.
Oh, you can feed. Wait, what was that? Mm-hmm.
You can feed him to something?
You can feed him. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You can feed him. All right, well, fair enough.
That's also an option, I guess.
Okay, so for my buddy, what I've decided is it needs to be someone that I feel like has a good personality, but is also very charming in case we need to get things.
So you pick Will Smith, too?
Please. I don't ever knew that. He's infected. He's near you. I can't have it. I have selected the great Channing Tatum. I'm going with the Chan Man.
He's just going to walk around just dancing, just dry humping things for no reason.
But he's a guy who can get things. So I feel like if we need to, charm some other clan that comes by, he can be like, hey, how's it going?
Okay.
And,
Tatum.
Yeah, that way if things with me and my babe don't work out, he can steal me another one.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
I guess.
So that's a babe. Again, you can text these in to 52353. You get your buddy, you get your babe, and then you get your bad mamma jamma. So which order are you doing? Let's do let's go ahead and do our babe.
All right,
and then we'll come back for the bad mamma jamma on the other side of all this. So Monica, I'm gonna give you the floor. Who's your babe?
My babe is Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I think she's cute and she can sing, so if we need entertainment, she's there to sing to. And she's a smart chick. So I think she has all around. She's ready. She's good girl.
You are building an entourage that
Stephanie,
I would never have guessed in a million years. Stoner man
surprised.
James Franco, Lady Gaga.
I'm a little surprised too.
I mean, are you going to be able to stomach it when her, tell me something, girl, when she keeps doing in the shallow, la la la. You going to be all right with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Monica, you know what she is? I see what you're doing, Monica. I figured you out. I know what you're up to now. You are building an entourage of people that you think could be helpful, but you're cool if any of them die. You and don't
they,
feel bad about any
sacrifice.
Oh, no.
She's like, who can I feed to the wolves? That's fine. Okay. Antoine, Babola.
All
what
right.
do you got?
My babe is Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious movies, from Blue Crush. Yeah, because she's also a badass in her own right. But she's also a babe. She's super attractive, but she can hold her own. Like she's like the Michonne. Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking, too, is I felt like my babe needed to have that butt kick quality.
Yeah, she needs to be able to hold her own.
Right. So the first person that came to mind for me, and someone else had texted this in, was Scarlett Johansson. And then I realized she's so mean and she breaks up with all her boyfriends so that we're done. Like, yeah. That's not going to happen. So there'll be none of the babe portion of any of this.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, she's out. Then I thought maybe Demi Lovato.
Ooh.
I like Demi. She's cute. She kickboxes.
Yeah, I was about to say,
things.
I read that she was, like, you know, very skilled.
Yep. So, no, I had to throw her out. Max couldn't do it.
Nope.
Sorry. Because she struggles with, substance abuse and things like that.
You may need that.
What? It's just, I can't have her being all in her feels and going off the wagon. We need her, Antoine. I need her strength.
Okay.
And if she has a weak moment, and we're going to have a lot
of
them,
struggle.
The apocalypse can't. Then I thought J-Lo, too old, can't do that one. I'm sorry.
Right.
What if we need to repopulate, man?
Have you seen J-Lo? I think she could still.
She's 70 years old.
She's
Antoine.
The exception to the rule.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I've gone with Kate Beckinsale. I'm going to go with Kate.
Okay. She was in that Underworld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. And British accent. So I'm going to need a lot of that in my world as we do this. And I guess more than anything, I'm probably just getting a girlfriend for Channing Tatum because he's
That's
already
really
stolen
what's
her
happen.
Away. Okay. Here you are. In the apocalypse. I had to bring this music back. Now I actually like it. I want to sit here and talk over the Walking Dead music for a minute.
This used to make me so happy when it would come on.
Oh, I know.
This music right here. Uh-huh. Oh, you'd be ready. Locked in.
See all the pictures of them. All them walkers. And then the show got boring.
Yeah.
Again, people insist that it's back now. But I don't know. I can't do it so far.
You're not jumping back in there?
No, because Antoine and I were trying to figure out, it's like, how far back do we have to jump? How much of the boring do we have to sit through? As best I can understand, you got just a couple of carryovers from what it used to be.
Yeah, some people left and whatnot. So.
Ain't no more Carl.
Carl!
So, you're building your entourage. You got your buddy.
Yes.
You got your babe.
Yep.
And you got your bad mama jamma. So, so far, Antoine's got Will Smith as his buddy.
And Michelle Rodriguez as the babe.
Okay. Monica has the most unique posse. I never would have guessed James Franco as your buddy. And then Lady Gaga as your lady.
You went to an Oscars party and just picked people out.
Mm-hmm. And me, I'm already reconsidering. I'm rethinking everything I've chosen so far.
No, who did you pick?
I'm good with
now.
My babe, Kate Beckinsale.
Yes. Oh, Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Okay. I feel like I got to kill him off because him and Kate there's too much chemistry between the two of them. I need to pick somebody uglier. So congratulations, Steve Carell, you're uglier. I'm going with him.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of useless in this zombie apocalypse.
But he's likable.
He's going
to
be useless.
And like Monica says, I can feed him to things if I need to. But see, if I have Channing Tatum, I'm supposed to be in charge. He's going to take over. He's like Daryl. Everyone likes him better. I'm Rick. I'm dead. I'm gone. So yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to Steve Carell.
All right.
For now. So we got to get to our bad mamma jamma. People are texting in 52 35. This is fun just to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, there's one that people keep putting on here, Monica, that I think is a terrible idea. And sometimes he shows up as the buddy. Sometimes he shows up as the babe. And that, my friends, is Ryan Reynolds. I don't think you should pick Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
Too many jokes. Too many jokes.
He's super charming.
No, he's wearing thin with me. Deadpool 2, I had it with him.
All right,
I was done.
I need to throw a curveball at you real quick, Zach. Right, there's a text in that says, because you said you didn't want J-Lo because she's too old.
Mm-hmm.
She's only 4 years older than Kate Beckinsale.
Right,
so does that throw a wrench?
That's like an entire Olympics. I don't know what
you're talking about. Might have an extra year of that.
Exactly.
Well.
No, I thought of I don't know. Scarlett Johansson made the most sense, but she's mean, man. She'll feed me to the zombies. I can't have that. All right. Monica, who's your bad mamma jamma in all this?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, that's a popular one that's been coming
out. He was in my finals.
You like that. I guess he can.
Yeah, you need a big, hard body.
You need a babe also. Yeah.
Now, here's the issue with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much The Rock eats. So, like, if supplies are limited, if they have to be rationed out.
That's a good point.
Somebody's starving to death.
Well, I figured that the hunger would like push him towards finding more food.
Oh, motivated.
And then really cross him or get in his way.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, if you say so. They still got that tiger on The Walking Dead. I mean, that tiger eats a lot of protein.
You have to eat it.
There's a lot going on there. I know lots of The Rock in there. Uh-huh. And the person who did Kevin Hart as their buddy also picked The Rock as their bad mamma jamma.
Best
I'm
friends.
Like, no, man, you don't want to put those two together. They're going to drive you crazy.
No.
And they're going to gang up on you.
You get voted off.
Yeah.
You get voted off.
You know, I like Jen in Roanoke, 52353. She says, my pick, because they're interchangeable and I don't have to remember anything, is Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, and Chris Hemsworth.
Done! Chris, come do something.
Exactly.
Christopher.
Chris, get over here, whichever one.
And just so you know, we're talking about their actual personalities, not a character they portrayed in a movie. It's who they are.
Right.
So who's your bad mamma jamma, Antoine?
My bad mamma jamma. So I thought this through. I need somebody who doesn't necessarily, I didn't go brute strength to protect us from the zombies. They have to be able to work with a weapon, work from a distance.
Gotcha.
I went Keanu Reeves.
Interesting.
Because for all the John Wick movies, he became very versed in all of the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows jujitsu. He knows, he knows taekwondo.
Flu, flip, flu.
Wushu, uh-huh. Boxing,
yeah,
Krav Maga.
Just
he knows everything.
Kakamuku. He knows lupu tata.
Yeah, and he's quiet.
I was thinking that.
He can just go in and do the job.
Right. He'll kill everyone. Then he'll go sit in the corner and leave you the hell alone.
Yeah, appreciate that, Key.
I liked it. I liked that. Someone had texted in. I thought about this one, but I couldn't have him around all the time. Is the great Liam Neeson, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
As their bad mamma jamma. But I would never be able to resist all the time. I'd be like, do it. Do the taken. Yes, you've been taken. Come on, do it one more time. Do it every time.
Before he goes to fight the zombies, be like, hey, Liam, why should you fight him?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, it was very easy. It is always the great Jason Statham all day
long. Yeah, that's a good one.
Not too
big. Mine too.
Lots of fighting skills, charming British accent. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even have hair we have to deal with. He's a nice, all day long.
And if you find a car, he's a great driver too.
Uh-huh. Yes!
Yeah, if you find a car, he's a great driver.
He can do it all.
Yeah, I almost just picked him and nobody else. I'm like, forget it, me and Jason.
He's handsome too. He could be the babe.
You know what it is? I found, here's the entourage, Antoine. It's me and Jason Statham, you and Will Smith. It's our new buddy.
I'll take it. It's a show. That's a show
right
there.
Yeah.